This is Vision View Sports Radio, your one spot stop for all sporting codes.
We have Mr. Mokoena on the line. Now, this weekend, as part of Heritage Month, an Indigenous Games tournament was held. And on the phone line with us is Director of Sport and Recreation, Mr. Fanny Mokoena. Tell us how the event went down. Mr. Mokoena, good morning. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning, Anawa.
Fantastic. Can't complain. Thank you for coming on. So, let's have a conversation about it. This past weekend's Indigenous Games tournament, not the first. I was online kind of taking a look at this tournament's history, and I know it's been going on for quite a while now. Tell us how it went down, please.
I must indicate that it went very well, and participants were very excited to be back on the games from the hubs to the corridors. In preparation for the provincial event which took place over the last weekend, fighting for a spot in the Team Gauteng going to the national festival in KwaZulu-Natal, Durban.
Yeah, it's maybe you can tell us about the turnout. I mean, COVID-19 considered, we know so many sporting codes, so many events have been impacted and affected the wrong way. What was the turnout like?
First of all, let me indicate that in terms of the impact of COVID, we had to reduce the number of participants, which impacted more on those that are more interested in participating and in making the games more exciting from hub level until provincial level. And more so, we did not have spectators, because when you want to educate people about something, when you present a practical component of it, they have to be spectators so that they can gain interest, especially when we try to enhance the healthy lifestyle program. In total, we had 450 participants last weekend. They were coming from the five corridors. In terms of us, corridor means a region. And in terms of geopolitical boundaries, is as per the three metros and the two districts. Nine codes were played. That was Dibeke, that was Koko, that was Intonga, that was Khati, that was Tristokis, that was Yekske, that was Diketo, that was Intuva, and that was Murabaraba. Thank you.
Sounds like a really fun game. I'm interested if at all you got involved in the action, you potentially, or MEC Hlophe, did you guys play at all?
Me, I played through walking around, monitoring.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, in terms of the games, at that level, when you do your selections and trials, you don't want to have a protest or complaints that that aged person or those aged people are playing. The MEC was not around also because she had a commitment. We had a Hanyani Wellness vaccination campaign in Daveyton over the weekend on Saturday. And then the HOD was there. Me Ikhupule Masisi was there to also monitor and check the progress, how it went.
Now, I've got to ask you, Mr. Mokoena, about what these games mean to South African people and Africans, really. We know that these games are played across the continent, maybe with different names and slightly different variations. But these games and games like this have something to do with the Renaissance, right, of Africa and its preservation of traditions and heritage, and the words that we're using are revival. And we know that they don't often get the light in which they probably deserve. They don't maybe get the platform either. But these are important, yes?
So true, because noting that also in terms of the country's calendar, September is regarded as a heritage month. As citizens of this country and of this continent, we have to make sure that as an African continent, as African people, we showcase our own traditional, cultural, and ethnic clothing, ethnic dances, ethnic participating in games, hence the ones that we have seen now. And mostly these are celebrated nationally. And sometimes you do find them in other African countries being participated during this particular period, because this event here, the Indigenous Games Festival, is an international program. We do have exchange programs with countries like Lithuania. So sometimes they do come, sometimes we do come go that side. But also it is very critical for us not to lose our stance and our background and our origins as African people, because most of the time we get overwhelmed by the West and by the East and by the North in terms of the their participation in games and what have you. I think you can also see in, also in some of the sport, like football, how we play. We no longer play our normal type of African football. It is now blended and Western, and it's no longer as entertaining as it used to be. So in this regard, with these Indigenous games, we also do not want to lose the type of games that our elders and seniors and forefathers have been playing, including how they used to dress, you know?
Agreed. Yes. Agreed. And I'm wondering, are they at a tournament like this, the Indigenous Games tournament, is there opportunities for the conversation, such as the one that we are having now, about what these games mean, their history, where they're coming from, the heritage, and why it's important to preserve them?
Yes, there is a platform like this where you can. If you visit us, we can be able to outline for you Khati, where does Khati comes from, how did it come, you know, and also how is it played. And the worst part, and what I like about Khati also, the youth have modernized it also in terms of how they play Khati. And even Dibeke and Diketo, they are now playing it differently from how it used to be played. And it is now more entertaining and more physical in terms of actively utilizing your body parts, yeah.
Which
so
really,
you can get the platform in that regard.
Mr. Mukwena, maybe lastly, before I let you go, I have to ask, what are your hopes for Indigenous Games going forward through tournaments like this and maybe even all the way up to an Olympic level potentially sometime in the future?
Most definitely. We're looking forward to ensuring that the Indigenous Games are not only played as we are promoting them during our own active recreation programs on a monthly basis, but we increase the number of participants on an ongoing basis in our communities, even if they are not going anywhere, but as recreational activities. But for those that show prowess, because as you know, recreation is not competitive. It's utilization of one's leisure. So it's a question of sharing and being part and parcel of other people in a form of a festival. And in this regard, also find it in the Olympics as part and parcel of active recreation at that particular level to showcase our own Indigenous games that we're playing. And as you can see, it's not only Sotho or Zulu or Tswana or Xhosa. It also includes Africans. It also includes English. Your Dristokis, your Yekske are all African sports, but they are also played by us as Africans. So that also promotes integration, social cohesion, and nation building.
Absolutely correct, Mr. Mukwena. Thank you so much for your time. Maybe before I let you go, growing up as a young man here in South Africa, which one of these, the nine that you've mentioned, was your game of choice?
I can tell you that actually I played Dibeke as I grew up. I played Khati as I grew up, even though they were saying when you play Khati, I also played Diketo and Intuva Murabaraba. It's a couple of them that we used to play.
Yeah.
You remember we used to play the Rounders also. The Rounders in this case is like your Coco.
Well versed you were in Indigenous Games. Thank
yes.
you so much, Director. Really do appreciate your time. Thank
Most
you for coming on the
appreciated for affording us the platform to be able to share what we are doing and also profiling what we do as a province. We're looking forward to performing much better than the previous years, because last year we couldn't participate, and at least be on the podium 3 to 4 times, if not 9 times, in terms of these games. But at least in the overall result, to be also on that podium in one of the 3 available spots.
Brilliant.
Thank
you so much, Mr. Fanny Mukwena there, who is the Director of Sport and Recreation, telling us about the Indigenous Games tournament that took place this past week, and ultimately is the first of many steps to the provincial finals. And wait to see how Team Gauteng does. Maybe we'll have him back on in the future. Possibly him and I can have a round of Marabaraba together and see who...
Radio with a vision. Vision View Sports Radio.